Welcome to the best damn podcast ever. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week is William Matrix Mouth Miller.
How you doing there, Blake Buck?
I'm doing good. We're just running solo this week, no Fick.
Now, Blake Buck, now listen, we were on a really good roll for the last couple weeks, and then Blake Buck moved back to Oxford. Last time I talked to Blake Buck, he was in Walmart trying to acquire some metallic gold paint for his new Sugar Shack, which is where he now resides. Blake Buck, why don't you tell us about your Sugar Shack?
All right, so I had nowhere to live moving back from Baltimore. So I had a friend who had a tool shed in his backyard. You clean that shit out, and you move Blake Buck in. That's how it works. So I now live in a tool shed that's been repainted. I was going to paint the whole thing gold, but that fucking metallic paint is expensive. It's like $25 a quart, no dice. So I have one wall that is gold.
One. The rest. Now, is it an internal or an external wall?
Oh, it's an internal wall.
Oh, okay. All right, because look, when you're in there getting some sugar, that's where the gold needs to be.
Exactly. So we got no Fick this week, but we should be able to put out shows now. We got all our shit set up now, so we should be able to put out shows every week now. We had a little bit of a snag, but I think we're ready.
Yeah, we got it. Like, we're getting more and more sophisticated. Starting next week, we're both going to start recording with Ableton, and we got new
Ableton Live.
New audio sweetening heats. Look, man, it's going to be hot.
Don't you worry. As for Fick, he's dead. The end.
He's dead.
I don't know where he is. He's doing something. All right. And this is your best damn podcast ever for September 2nd or something, 2009. All right, no battle this week. We did get some entries. If you're interested in doing battle, 845-BATTLE-9, we need more contestants always. We're not going to do this one this week since we don't have Fick. But you just watch out. Those of you that mailed in, emailed in, called in, you better be watching it.
Also, for those of you new to battle, it's a very good idea to sign a living will, because there is a chance that you will die while participating in battle. Just so you know.
And for those new to the show, battle is where we call you up, give you a challenge, and if you don't do it, you're dead.
Right.
I think that's how it works.
Smart.
All right. So we'll be this week in the news. We got actually pretty significant news this week. PlayStation 3 Slim gets announced and released almost, what, like 2 weeks apart?
Yeah.
I think it came out last week?
Yeah, last week.
Last week. Ben Buck said he already saw some in Best Buy. And in response to that, Microsoft has cut the price of the Xbox 360.
And also, we had BlizzCon not too long ago, and actually TK, or Zolard on the forums, made me a BlizzCon cheat sheet. And I was going to do some BlizzCon stuff today, but I forgot what the link was. So, in short, Diablo's got a monk, new World of Warcraft heats, and a new project they ain't talking about. So that's about it.
All right.
That's all. Yeah. Also, TK had the startling revelation that all Americans are fat and ugly.
That is true.
Yeah. Like, he sent me some pictures from BlizzCon. He was watching it on, I guess, pay-per-view or whatever, and they all were, like, fat trolls. So, if you went to BlizzCon, send us your pictures of fat trolls. Feedback at bestdamnpodcastever.com. Yep, so anyway, new PS3.
I want to sin to win. Women are things. Yes, they are, sir.
So anyway, we got a new PS3 Slim came out. Price point, $299. It's pretty sweet. 120-gig hard drive that's replaceable, just like the old version. We got lower power consumption and lower fan noise. I never thought
the fan noise was
particularly bad on the original, but, you know.
Everybody's talking about going green. If you can ever slip that more energy efficient nonsense in there. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's way more energy efficient than it used to be.
Yeah, well, I mean, anything, it probably would be a market improvement over the original. That thing is a hoss, all right? let's be honest. Now, I'm curious, if anybody has one of these PS3 Slims, now the thing is slim, all right? But I would wonder as to how big the power supply is, because a lot of times they say, oh, wow, new console, it's so small, and then the power supply is like 10 tons.
That's how the GameCube is. You know, the GameCube is a really small system. Its power supply, it rivals that of the Xbox 360. That thing is a beast, by the way.
It's huge.
The 360 power supply, I actually live in there.
That is your Sugar Shack.
That is the Sugar Shack.
It's just a hollowed out, like a derelict 360 power supply. But yeah, this thing looks hot. One of the only drawbacks here is that there's no Linux. So for all you Linux douchebags out there, you can't install Linux on this thing anymore. So I don't know what you were doing that in the first place, but you can't. Sorry.
I'm sure there are Linux tits crying all over the world right now.
I'm sure.
What was it gonna, now I've lost my damn train of thought. What was I gonna
this
say?
Happens often. He takes medicine for this.
Dude, it's called donuts. In fact, I'm a couple behind this morning.
You know, I'm surprised Blake Buck is even with us this morning. I called him up at about 9:30 or so, and he answers the phone. He's like, oh yeah, okay. I got to drive back to my house. All right, now, dude. My mind starts churning here. He's not at his house. He woke up in a strange place. He probably got slammed last night.
I've never seen.
Yeah, so I'm surprised he's not dead. He's probably still a little drunk.
There's some girl laying next to me. Where did you come from?
Dude, you eat women. She wouldn't survive. She'd be dead.
Dude, look. All right, karaoke was fun last night. I don't know what happened. What the fuck was I going to say about the PS3 Slim?
I don't know.
Something.
But in response to the PS3 announcement, Microsoft has lowered the price point.
Oh, wait. No, I remember now. You know, why I like the PS Slim a whole lot?
Huh.
Because Ben Buck's going to buy one. That means I get his old PS3 for free.
Oh.
Done.
That's true.
Awesome.
That's true. You do. Oh. Because
he buys everything twice.
He does. He loves that PS Triple. He's got to play his, what is it? His Ghostbusters? Not what he played. I almost bought that game Best Buy yesterday, but
dude,
I didn't.
It's good. Ghostbusters is good. I won't do a full review, but thumbs up on Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. It's just like the movie. I mean, usually those game-to-movie conversions are pretty loosely based, but it's pretty close.
Hmm. All right, so there's been a rumor going around that in response to this new PS Triple, we're going to see a cheaper Xbox 360, the 60-gigabyte Pro at $299, the 120-gigabyte Elite at $399, and the arcade at $199, and we're going to go ahead and call this. I think it's going to happen. They are speculating August 30th is going to be the day.
That's today.
Nobody's working today, but I think this is what we're going to see.
Look, once you see those Best Buy like flyer photos, it's usually confirmed by then.
Yeah.
So, it's all about the crime.
I always wondered who the guy was back there. Blake, we were talking about this earlier before the show. Yeah. Who the dude is that's like, oh my god. So I was at Best Buy yesterday. I had to get an HDMI cable for my Xbox. By the way, total rip-off HDMI cables. But anyway.
No, never buy those. Did you really buy it from Best Buy?
I bought like a $20 one. But there's this woman trying to convince me to buy this like $90 fucking cable.
It's so bullshit.
It is
okay,
bullshit.
You can go on Amazon. I bought an HDMI cable, $4.
Yeah, okay.
$4 right. HDMI
cable. I'm going off on like five tangents here, but let me put this to rest. Okay? The HDMI IEEE specification is, I think, 120 hertz. That means it can deliver a frame every 120 times a second, right? In a 1080p frame, 120 times a second. Now, these like more expensive cables, right? They're like, oh, well, we refresh it 1,000 times a second. No, that's bullshit, because no TV refreshes at 1,000 times a second. And if it did, you wouldn't want it to do
no
that.
No eyeball could see it.
Right, no eyeball can see it. And even at 120 frames a second, like if you turn on video smoothing on your new, you know, fancy Blu-ray player, it looks like balls. Mm-hmm. It looks like a fucking, like, a soap opera or something. It looks horrible. So, look, don't you buy these things.
It's like the soap opera button. That's what it does. It makes everything look like shit.
Right.
I don't need that. I don't need realism.
Right. And this woman in Best Buy was trying to tell me, oh, the color is better. What the fuck? All right. It's a digital goddamn signal. Like the interference is going to go into the cable and switch those color bits around just a little bit on every frame. That's like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Okay, so anyway, back to my story. I'm in Best Buy, right? And I spent
the problem was that she was a woman.
Yeah, right. Well, I shouldn't have been listening
to
her anyway.
TVs are ghosts.
But, so I'm in Best Buy, and I'm probably in Best Buy for like 40 minutes because I'm waiting on some things, some other errands to run and all this stuff. And I come in, and there's this huge dude, right? This dude playing Guitar Hero. You know, they have the little Guitar Hero kiosk set up in the center or whatever. He's playing Guitar Hero. And he's like the fattest dude I've ever seen. He's like one of those, you know, those people who lives in their mom's basement or whatever. And he's playing Guitar Hero, and I'm in there for an hour, and he doesn't stop for a whole hour.
Wait, why were you in there for an hour?
Because, you know, they have like a music store appended to it, and I was, you know, playing with some guitars and keyboards and stuff. So I was in there. And I,
dude, you're the same thing as that big guy. You're rolling around trying to find something
to do.
This
big guy, instead of playing Guitar Hero at home, which I'm sure he could do, he decides to go to Best Buy and play so that people can see him. And this is the only way that he feels important. But the only people that were paying attention to him were the Best Buy employees trying to get him the fuck out of their store. Oh my god, it's ridiculous.
Look, all right, you may say that the best Guitar Hero player I've ever seen was in Best Buy one time.
Oh, yeah.
He beat Fire and Flames on Expert.
Dude, he was good. He's playing the drums. Fuck? He was good. He was just like, dude, get a life. All right? Get out of Best Buy and get you a life. They're cheap.
They're 2-for-1 this week.
Right. Anyway, I'm sorry. I got off on a tangent.
Okay, 250 is what the shitty one, the shitty Xbox with no hard drive.
Right.
$299 for the Pro and $399 for the Elite model. Which there's actually rumors. I saw this story just now. There's rumors that they're looking at a 250 gigabyte hard drive could be coming out for the 360. Ooh.
Now, Blake, let me ask you this. Now that these SKUs have dropped in price, do you think there's going to be a little bit more competition between the Xbox 360 and the PS3?
You know, well, look, I've always said this. It always boils down to the games. It doesn't matter. You can give them away free. But if the games aren't there, it's not going to happen. I think that PS3 is building a strong library, particularly in the past year. They've picked up some quality titles. So definitely compared to, you know, maybe 2 years ago, it's gonna be getting dirty. They playing dirty.
So I dug out my 360 yesterday. This is why I had to go get a cable for it. William Miller doesn't like games. He didn't play games very often. But I've been hearing about this Shadow Complex. All right.
Everybody's
saying
about themselves.
Dude, whatever. Everybody's saying it's awesome. So I've been hearing about Shadow Complex. And so I hooked my shit up and I download updates, which take like an hour. Cause see, I still had them blades. All right. I didn't even have that new cards and your new man or whatever. I still had them blades. So I had to upgrade. Upgrade
with 2 D's for a double dose of this pimping.
That's right. So I upgraded. And I downloaded that thing. Dude, that is a fun game. If you like Metroid or like Cave Story or Castlevania Symphony of the Night, that game is awesome. I love it. It's unreal, so it's like 2.5D side-scroller. It looks gorgeous. It's fun. Oh, my God. Get it. Get.
All right. It might be good, but I got another judgment coming up that I think rival Shadow Complex, at least for me.
All right. We'll see.
All right. So, yeah, nuts. It's looking hot. I think we're going to definitely see. The gloves are off now, and Microsoft and Sony Microsoft's definitely got the market right now, but, you know, Sony could, especially with a lot, you know, they got God of War coming up. What else is coming out this fall for PS Trips?
We got Drake's Fortune, or Drake's, right. Like, Uncharted 2, Den of Thieves, or whatever that game is. That game looks hot, because the first one was pretty good.
And there's always going to be multi-platform games that'll be good on both.
Yep. Assassin's Creed 2 coming out, and that's going to be hot. Look, I think we're going to see which one comes out on top, but it all depends on when people decide that motion controllers are stupid. All right, so we've got Natal coming out, and everybody's hyped up about that. We got a new motion controller for PS Triple coming out. Whenever people decide that's retarded is when we're really going to see which console does better or worse.
Dude, Natal, that's the future, all right? Wiggle, future.
So,
Wiggle. All right, so that's all the news we got on the Xbox 360 front. I was just cruising on. I got a couple stories here. I was cruising on Kotaku, looking up some stuff for us to talk about. Okay, so you know they got DJ Hero coming out next month, right?
Right.
And they got a couple of famous DJs in it. How about DJ AM? Oh, he's a playable character. Oh, found dead yesterday morning.
Dude. Okay, so DJ AM.
Drug addiction.
Right. He survives a plane crash. Okay, he's like burned on 80% of his body or some shit. Fights through that mess, right? He's a tough motherfucker. And then he ODs. What the fuck? All right,
lame.
Rock stars, why you gotta OD all the time? Okay, Elvis, looking
dude,
at you.
Dude,
all right?
Dude, whatever, okay? When you go big, you die hard, okay?
No, dying hard would have been dying in a fucking plane crash.
Every
not
person
over,
who
overdosing.
Has ever been awesome is dead by, via drugs, okay?
Oh, Blake Buck, you asked me yesterday... Blake Buck made fun of me because I didn't know what I'm going to a concert later today, the Virgin Mobile Festival. He didn't know who I was going to go see. Oh, Girl Talk. I'm going to go see them.
Oh, really?
Yep, Girl Talk's playing. Franz Ferdinand's playing. Dude, it's going to be hot. All right.
You just found that out because you texted Nikki. You don't actually know anything.
Blake burned me earlier, so I had to come back and with some power. Listen, shut up.
Here's how they,
shut
hey,
up.
Baby, Blake made fun of me. I want to make fun of him later.
I hate you. I don't know why I do this show with you.
All right, Halo 3 ODST. It's already out. Apparently on the internet, you can get it. You can get it in France. What the fuck?
All right, so ODST. We just saw a new mode in ODST, and I guess it's sort of analogous to it's like a survival swarm mode or like a tower defense kind of thing.
Oh, it looks cool.
It does look cool. I like it. And you can play as that black dude with the cigar. That's who I wanted to play the whole time. Like even in the first Halo, was he in the first Halo? That's who I wanted to play.
No, and you know what's funny? He dies at the first Halo, but then he's just in the second one because they wanted it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? He's back now.
Like, I don't want to play Master Chief, stupid, like, automaton with no personality. I want to play that guy. I want to play black dude with cigar. That, to me, is enough personality to keep me going in a game. All right?
Yeah, Master Chief is so bland of a character.
Yeah, it's just David Hayter without a face.
Right, and then like, but even then, he has no feelings or emotions. It's just like, I am a super soldier.
Right,
I am fighting the good fight.
Right, I don't know, it's dumb. But anyway, that new mode, what's it called? I don't even remember what it's called.
It's called like Firefight, I think.
Firefight,
something like that. But they do things where like the longer you play, sort of reminds me of like Kill Monty or Robotron or one of those where they keep making it harder by adding new caveats.
They call it like difficulty modifiers or something.
Yeah. So the enemies, now they get they're 25% more accurate. Oh, now they're 50% more armor, and they keep adding these modifiers until you lose.
Right. Right.
It's kind of like old arcade style. I love it.
I can see that being really, really fun with some friends. Like you get some friends together and you know, you're playing that heat, dude. That would be awesome. That'd be awesome.
Anyway, so Microsoft spokesperson says, we are investigating a very small breach in our distribution, very small breach, a.k.a. on internet, done, around the early delivery of Halo 3 ODST. We are also investigating Xbox Live accounts that show activity related to Halo 3 ODST, and we'll be taking action against those who have procured copies of the game illegitimately.
Now,
get your gamer tag.
Okay, first of all, you download ODST, right? You're playing it. Why in the hell would you play it? Like on Xbox Live, so they can. Well, like, that's just set up a red flag.
Xbox tracks everything. So even if you didn't play it online, you know, or even if you unplugged your Xbox, you know how if you look at your recently played list, it's got everything in there. So they would still, even if it goes in your Xbox, they still know.
That's so stupid. Why would you ever do that? Because they're just gonna find out. I mean, anyway, that's dumb. Yeah, so, you cheap motherfuckers, buy your games. All right, buy them.
Dude, assholes. I got a drink. I'm not buying nothing, all right? All right, also, I just want to do a quick... I want to talk about... what is it called? Batman Arkham Asylum. All right, everybody... This game has the Bioshock hype effect going on for it right now. Everybody has given this Batman game 10s and 9s. It's getting all this press. GamePro gave it... GamePro was the lowest score... But IGN Australia, Play Magazine, Game Informer, almost all of the large sites have given Batman Arkham Asylum, you know, 9s and 10s. So, it's supposed to be good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, have you played it yet? I saw a demo of it in Best Buy, but I hadn't played it.
I played the demo, but I was, you know, I don't know. I'd have to take more time with it. I'm immediately repulsed by anything that gets this, like, wave of hype behind it.
So. Blakebook hates hype.
And the collector's edition was the dumbest collector's edition ever. It comes with a Batarang for $120.
Dude, I saw it. It comes in like this weird-ass box.
Yeah.
It comes in like a bat-shaped box. Oh, dude, that reminds me. Like when the new Batman tape came out on Blu-ray, right? I'm excited about it. Whatever it was called. I don't even remember. Dark Knight. That's right. Dark Knight comes out on Blu-ray. William Miller goes to Target to buy it. And it comes in like... a box that's shaped like Batman's face. Okay, it's like the worst box ever. It doesn't fit in any of my CD cases or you know shelves or anything.
That's how the Simpsons DVDs. They're all like different heads of characters.
Oh, I hate it.
What the fuck?
It's retarded.
Ah,
so So anyway, that thing, every time I like dig it up, I find it. It pops up when I'm in a bad mood, and it'll just make my mood worse. Right? I see that, and I just get mad again.
Oh no! Yeah, I saw it on your table over there.
Yeah.
But yeah, what is
it? Just, why you? It kind of floats around because there's no place for me to put it, so it floats from like one pile of shit to another pile of shit, and I'll find it and get angry again. It just makes me mad all the time.
But we got it. All right, now it's time for releases.
All right, this week in releases, we got Guitar Hero 5 phoned in on PS3, Xbox 360, Wii, and PS2. We got Champions Online.
No one
Online.
Actually developed this game. It just happened on its own.
Yeah. Yeah, they phoned that one in. We got Champions Online for
no,
the PC.
Wait, before we move on, it's got some pimp songs. I forgot. There was one of them I've been a long time for.
What song?
It might have been China Grove or something. I don't know. It was one I've been waiting for a long time.
That's what Blake calls his Chinese friend, China Grove.
she loves it. All right. Champions Online. The developer behind City of Heroes is crafting a new superhero-driven, massively blah, 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 for consoles and RPGs.
All right.
I don't know anything about this. City of Heroes is actually a pretty good MMO, though.
Yeah, that's not
bad.
Did
you ever play it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm looking at screenshots. This one looks exactly like City of Heroes.
Dude, I just lied to you. You know I didn't play that game.
Wait, yeah, what the fuck? Why did I even ask that? Dude, this game looks pimp. It's got like all these buttons. The interface. That's what I like right now on it. Look, click on this. Look at these buttons. They're blue. I like it.
Oh, I see this. I see that scale form. All right.
This does look good. All right, this is my new favorite game now. I'm buying it. All right, Section 8 coming out on PC and Xbox 360.
That's the prequel to District 9.
Dude, you've seen District 9,
right? I saw it.
Dude, best movie I've seen in years. Years.
It's all right.
Like, remember when I lived with you this summer, and you took me to see all the shittest movies, like, on the planet?
Yeah.
G.I. Joe, Transformers, what else did we see that was shit? Everything was shit. Harry Potter, it was all shit. I went to the movies. I'm watching the trailer before District 9. It's, you know, a Ghost Dad 2 is coming on out. Bill Cosby is dead again.
Oh, here's and I was I thought District 9 was great, but here's my problem with it. It turned like the beginning of the movie is like a documentary, and that's awesome.
Right.
It's like, you know, kind of cinema verite, you know, documentary right. style movie. That's great.
Right.
But then it turns into like a real movie, and I like the real movie part, but I like the documentary part better. I wish it had been a documentary.
No, I understand, and I thought that too. But at the same time, there's no way that you could have had both.
Yeah, I don't know if they could have told the same narrative with the documentary style.
It's got to shift halfway through, but I mean. Because they sort of acknowledge the cameraman at the beginning,
right,
you know,
right.
and then at the end, it's just kind of,
yeah,
because why would a cameraman be there for that?
Right, it broke my suspension of disbelief when it started into that stuff. Like, it really set it up real good, and then it kind of let it go when it switched to, yeah. But again, like, they couldn't have told the same story with all documentary-style filmmaking, but I would have changed the story to keep that documentary-style stuff going, because I thought that was really cool.
Right. I think I just love any movie that has that documentary style. I love it. I like movies that are real, all right? G.I. Joe, ass, not real. District 9, real.
Oh, dude, did you see the Avatar trailer?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
What the fuck? Like, everybody's nips are Twittering over this thing, and I just completely don't get it.
It's like blue
mans running around and doing blue man. It's like Blue Man Group. Alien Blue Man Group. I don't want to see that.
What a clever review. William Miller, : Blue Man Group.
Oh, look. People are saying, oh, it's like the best, you know, visual effects of a movie ever. It looks, you know, all right. It's okay.
This is now the best damn movie podcast
we're
ever.
We're getting off on a tangent. What's next? We got Soul Calibur.
No. I was going to ask you, did you see Inglourious Basterds yet?
Not yet, but I did hear Quentin Tarantino on the radio talking about it. Now I want to see it.
Dude, it's no District 9, all right? My nips are still Twittering from District 9.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Section 8, it's the first game. Neil Blomkamp. All right, Soul Calibur. Destiny Broken. Oh, wait, Broken Destiny. It's Soul Calibur on the PSP. And I'm sure it has breasts. That's Soul Calibur's greatest feature. Oh, and it's got the God of War dude on it.
Oh, yeah, Kratos. Or whatever. I see him back there.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Here, click on that link, and what's the first thing you see when you click on that? Giant tits.
Yeah, so they are. Giant breasts. There they are.
All right, you take these next two.
All right. We got Mini Ninjas for PC, Xbox 360, PS3, DS, and Wii. Join Hero as he embarks on an epic quest to restore harm, blah, 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 blah. Okay. we got Muramasa, the Demon Blade. Looks Japanese. We got Fate Unlimited Codes. Wait a minute.
That's Fate/Unlimited Codes.
This sounds like a game I might like. Fate/Unlimited Codes is a 3D fighting game based on the visual novel Fate/Stay Night. Okay, now that sounds dumb. All right.
I'm looking at it here. It does look dumb. Dude, why are there so many ass games? Look at this thing. It's like, somehow it's like Soul Calibur 1, but worse. Mm. What was it? Soul Blade, I think, was the first Soul Calibur.
Soul Blade, yeah.
Mm. All right, the rest of these blow. Real Fishing, Angler's Dream. And that's spelled R-E-E-L.
Right.
All right, done. All right, now it's time for Judgment. All right, this week in the Judgment, I got a game for you called Trials HD. This is the fourth. Now, everybody's all excited about Shadow Complex. I still haven't played that because I am still playing Trials HD. All right, so when I got this game, remember I showed this game to you, William Miller.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Okay, so you're on a motorcycle. You drive your motorcycle with the gas button, and you can lean forward and backward. That's it. That's all the controls there are. And you got to get your little man through the levels as fast as you can to get... There's some modes that are like race. Other modes are like, there's one where you're in this giant ball and you're trying to see how far you can drive in the giant ball or how far you can launch the dude. So the pros, it's got a crazy addictive gameplay. You start playing, you're like, oh, look, I did a little better that time. Ooh, my time was a little better that time. Ooh, it was a little better that time. And then 3 hours later, you have no friends and you're just binge drinking playing this game. It's got cool leaderboards. Other games should do this. So the levels are like races, right? And you can see at the top they have this kind of like a little bar, and it shows you where you are in relation to other people on your friends list who have played the same level. So as you drive, it'll dynamically change throughout the level, showing you your progress versus, you know, my buds on Xbox. Hmm. The graphics are pretty nice. They're nothing special. Things blow up. They're bright and colorful. I like that. It's got a level editor, and you can make, I think, any of the levels that are in the game, you can make in the level editor. So it's fully featured. I mean, it'd be awkward. I mean, it's kind of awkward with the sticks, but what are you going to do? Hmm. And it's got a ton of content, lots of levels. You can make your own levels. The cons, at its core, it's a very, very simple game. Gas, left, right. Those are all the buttons you get. So it's not very complicated in that regard. So that'll turn some people off. The level editor also is kind of shitty because you can only download levels that your friends or someone you like type out on Xbox has made. So it would be cool if there was like a community where you could rate levels, and the better levels would go up to the top and you could see cool stuff like that. Maybe that'll come in the form of DLC or some sort of patch. But as it is right now, it's sort of gimp. Also, the music sucks dick. You play the game, and it's okay for the first 2 hours, but then you're like, all right, I've had enough. Music, off. But I still got to keep the noises on.
Actually, Blake turns the noises off and makes them with his mouth.
Oh, no. Psh, crash. Also, the game is kind of heroin-like, and it's sort of a chase the dragon mentality. There's this one level where you're in the giant ball, and I keep playing. It's like, ooh, I get just a little further. If I can just get a little bit further, I'll beat that guy on my leaderboard list. Just a little further. I can get, come on, just one more hit. A little more high. Come on, let's, now there's a dead baby in my apartment.
Yeah, dude, your current situation now is like set up for a CSI episode. You live in the sugar shack. You're addicted to heroin. And there's a dead baby in your house.
Oh, shit. Dude, my roommate is calling me. I'm in your house.
Listen to that ringtone.
I'm in your house. Dude, it's double dare. I'm sorry. Go back to sleep. I'll talk to you later. He says, "You're being loud, Blake." Okay. So overall, I love it. It's addictive. You get stuck on it, and then you don't have any friends. So it's great.
It's kind of like Excite Bike, like the original like side scroller Excite Bike, sort of like that.
Right. So, oh, and by the way, I'm number one in the giant ball challenge inside the giant ball with, I think, a score of around, I think it was around 213 is my high score. Mm. You think you can beat that? You know, you can add me your friends list. I'm Blake Buck on Xbox, all caps, no space. And I'll smoke your ass because I'm the best at that level. Dude, I found my gun today.
Is that it? Clicking?
Yeah. All right.
I got a jank.
All right. So, William Miller, you never have fucking jank. This is like the first jank you've had in like years.
It is. I have a jank. I was in this is a funny jank too. I was in Best Buy looking around, and I saw Rock Revolution from Konami for $4.
Whoops.
And it was funny too. It was just the tape. It didn't come with any guitar or anything. It's just the tape.
How desperate do retailers have to be to get this trash off their shelf to sell a video game that came out less than a year ago for $4? Whoops. Sorry, Konami. You may have started the music game revolution, but you are last place now.
Yep. Couldn't keep up. All right, Blake Buck. Let's do the voicemails.
Hey, Blake Buck. This your boy Beef Fresh. You may have heard my brother, Snicker, on there the other week ago. But yeah, I was just listening to your new show. I hope you're joking about being racist, man. Because come on, you're real big in the black hip-hop community. I know you heard my brother say that. But I also heard you looking for people to do black battle. Well, I'm out visiting my cousin in Oregon right now. I'm normally in Brooklyn, but I'm going to be here for about a month. So, I mean, you can wait for me to do battle when I'm back in Brooklyn. Or you can have me do it here. I know Fig lives out in New York, so maybe I could run into him or something, steal his cabinet, $650,000.
Wait a minute. Did he say steal his catnip?
No, he's, I think, rummaging in the skills cabinet. Like, he's got a cabinet of skills. A cachet,
maybe,
if you will.
Run into him or something.
Wait.
Steal his cabinet.
Wait a minute.
Steal his cabinet.
I gotta hear this.
So, maybe I could run into him or something, steal his cabinet, stick £150,000.
Oh, he said steal his cabinet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. All right, but that is a... All right, we learned a new black phrase today. even Beef Fresh didn't know about it. Rummaging in the skills cabinet. Man, when you go see Girl Talk today, you go, man, this guy's awesome. He's rummaging in the skills cabinet.
Maybe I could run into him or something, skills cabinet, stick 150,000 pounds of marijuana in it or something, you know. But, yeah, hit me up. I'm ready to do some battle. Peace.
Now, see, that's how battle calls should go.
Yeah.
He is ready.
He's ready. And listen, Blake Buck is, in fact, a racist, but he is an equal opportunity racist. All right, he's kind of like Dave Chappelle racist. Okay, he makes fun of everybody.
I just hate everybody.
He hates everybody. So don't take it personal.
I especially hate you.
Yeah.
So I think
he hates me the most.
Most.
So that's good. We'll call him up.
All right. Next voicemail.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know I'm taking a shit, and I'm playing Space Invaders right now, and thinking of Blake Buck.
So, wait, who is this?
I don't know.
It sounded like
I don't know.
Thinking of Blake Buck.
You know, how many other people in the world get telephone calls that say, "I was taking a shit,
and I thought of you,"
and I've thought of you. Like, that's not what you tell a lady. Excuse you, sir. All right, who else we got on the horn here?
Hey, it's Leo Vader, a.k.a. Senor Awesome from the forum. I remember a couple weeks ago you guys were talking about how good and evil in games is so clear-cut and unrealistic and stuff. Well, it doesn't exactly deter that, but I beat Fable 2 the other day, and there was, like, this choice at the end. Spoiler alert. You can choose to either save thousands of lives that were, like, lost making this big thing, like, innocent lives and shit, or you can get a bunch of gold, and, you know, that's a clearly good and evil. And then there's this middle one where save your family and your dog, and everyone else dies. And it was kind of a tough decision. I chose the family. Because I couldn't stand playing that game without my dog. Because he finds stuff.
Yeah, who would be like, oh, let me save some arbitrary bullshit thing instead of, oh, let me save this game mechanic? Choice over.
For me. But, yeah, I don't know. I thought that was pretty interesting, that choice. It was actually, the writing is good in that game. I got really attached to it. But anyway, I'm the guy who's working on your episode 50 present. The game that Will Miller took a look at.
Don't spoil it.
I took a little peek at this game, and I really hope it comes out. I really do.
You're not supposed to know about the present. Why do you know about it?
It was a long time ago, and I saw it in a very early stage, and so it could be completely different now. But I admit it. I'm sorry. I peeked. But
also, he's got some bonus weeks now.
Look, y'all keep it up, because that thing looked hot. I'm telling you.
I don't know what it is. I want it.
I'm telling you.
Like 20 episodes ago or something, and said he was looking forward to. Well, it's not quite that. That looked a little ambitious, so we kind of downgraded it a little bit. I hope you don't mind. But yeah, it's looking pretty challenging. I don't know if I'll be able to get it done. So
look, I don't want excuses. I want present. All right.
Right. No excuse.
The deadline. I'm going to use a few tips I learned from you guys. All right. Look, baby, it'll get done. It's in the pipe, son. I'm going to do shirts this week. All right. So hopefully that.
That's what Blake says when he's not performing well with a lady. Look, baby, it'll get done. Oh, listen. You need to man up. All right, cowboy up. I'm going to give you the William Miller School of Game Design right here. If it sucks, take it out. Put something better in. That's it. Listen. That's good. I like this game. I'm not gonna tell anybody what it is, but it will nicely complement the game that William Miller's working on. That's right.
Dude, I just saw some new screenshots. Oh, I gotta get you that music too, by the way, but I just saw those new screenshots. Dude.
Yeah, so dude. We haven't announced this yet, but William Miller's working on a new game. Should I say what it is? I don't know.
I say, okay, I just say one word, the first part of the title.
Okay. Well, no. The game is called Gaki Gate.
And that's all you know. That's all you get to know.
That's all you know. Yeah, I've actually got a blog out there that I just started, the sort of a development diary. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You're going to have to go hunting around for it. So if you find that, if you find the blog, you can keep track of my progress, and I might even put up some playable demos and stuff once we get it in a good state. But look, it's gonna be hot, and we're gonna have it on the website and all that, leaderboard and all that. Look, it's gonna be good,
dude. I can't wait. I'm gonna get you some music for it too. Don't worry.
All right, good. I'm ready. All right. Is that it?
All right. Oh. So hopefully that excited me a little bit. Keep up the awesome work. Hope to talk to you guys soon.
All right. We got this one from Ranger Joe. Says, hey, BDPE. I'm listening to one of your recent podcasts and where there was a discussion about Hearts of Iron 3. What the hell is it? In short, it's a hardcore World War II strategy game in the same vein as Europa Universalis or something. It has research, diplomacy, espionage, political elements. Hearts of Iron 3 is currently out for PC. It is being ported to Mac by Virtual Programming Limited. Blah, blah, blah.
This game always makes it to Mac. Apparently, like, people like this game, and I know nothing about it.
I think I know what he's talking. I'm pretty sure it's a 4X game. It's kind of like Civ. It's got like the exploration and, you know, the diplomacy and research and stuff.
What is 4X? What is that, like the new game system? Is that the Phantom?
That's the Phantom. No, 4X describes games like Civ or Alpha Centauri. It's like the exploration. Like, it's the four prongs of the game. I forget what it is, but that's a term that they use.
What PR goon at your work came up with this nonsense?
Dude, they've been using that term since the first Civ came out. Are you an idiot? Uh-huh. Like, ask anybody. Okay. 4X, yeah, it's like RTS. Yeah, it's 4X.
And people use the word Metroidvania all the time to describe Shadow Complex. Oh, wait, no. Some marketing clown came up with that.
Okay, well, that's what people call games like this. So whoever came up with it, that's what it's for. Oh, wait, he says P.S. Blake Smart, by the way.
Yeah, see?
Kudos to you.
I see, we need to get that going again. Everybody on your emails, I think we all need to put Blake Smart, all right? Blake Dumb has died. We hadn't heard from them in years. Dylan F. So Fick and I were so Fick, I was playing Laserface, and I nearly died with happiness when I saw the hundreds of enemies coming at me at a time, especially the second level with all the blood cells. Thumbs up. Anyway, I was wondering why you made the blaster suck so much. The laser gun does pretty much the exact same thing as the blaster, except it hits all the enemies in the path, not just like the Doom shot / blaster. The blaster seems more powerful, but in pretty much every situation, it's obsolete since it isn't great for crowd control. Is there a secret level that Lord Fit can tell me about, or how to be more effective? Anyway, love the heat, love the podcast heat. Oh, and if you're still up to it, Stump Mark of Kree. That was that dumbass. There was this big fat dude on the cover. I never played it. and he had what was it? Like some sort of sigh, and there was like a... Yeah, I've seen this game. I hadn't played it, though.
Oh, he's also got a picture of Fick's arcade cabinet, too. Did you click
this
link?
No, that's the next email.
Oh, all right. Oh, that's the next email? Okay.
Okay, so this next one's from J. Just the letter J was his name. And it says, show good, I make picture. So you click it here. This is for our contest we were having. I guess it's Fick's arcade cabinet, and there's weed popping out of it. And then there's Blake Buck smoking a bong in the bottom left, which...
This is the first entry we've got that doesn't have any dicks in it. I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed, to be honest.
Yeah.
All right, that's a strong entry. All right. Next one, Craig Reed. I don't know what happened last time, but I jazzed it up to make it a little more ready for the contest. Okay, yeah. So last week, his attachment didn't work. So let's check out Craig Reed's... Just bombing around Fick's house. Since when have I ever said bombing around anyways? Buh, buh, buh.
That's how you laugh. What are these, like, jars down here? What is that stuff?
I don't know. That's what marijuana is, I think.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't know.
Jarred, like canned marijuana.
Yeah, and what is this on the wall here? It says, son, don't you be questioning my place on Fick's wall. I don't get it. He's gone too far. He's like designed it seven times.
That's kind of high concept for us. Okay.
What is this? Just column on the right. You see that?
Yeah. He added it. He didn't like the architectural features of Justin Fick's apartment.
All right then.
All right. Next email is from Zolart, aka TK or Zolart on the forum. Okay. Zolart. He's been doing some artwork for Gaki Gate. Right, he's been doing character designs and environment stuff, and I talked to him one day, and he's like, "God damn, I've been bleeding out of my ass and throwing up blood. What is going on?" And I said, "Dude, you should get to the hospital. Take advantage of some of that awesome socialized healthcare you've got over there." And he's like, "I'll do it later. Here's some of your artwork." And so a couple of weeks pass, right? Still not getting better. So he goes to the hospital. And he tries to explain to me what's wrong with him, but I don't understand, and I don't think he does really either. But pretty much he can't do anything fun, like drink or go out in the sun or have his heart rate raised or anything like that. So anyway, Thursday, I get a AIM message from TK saying this is TK's friend. TK died of cancer today. I just thought I'd let you know. So I'm like, WTF, mate? He just died of cancer. So apparently, his friend got on his AIM, changed his password, and sent a blast out to all his buddies saying that he's dead. He's actually not dead, but his friend might be. So anyway, we were for about 20 minutes very sad for our loss of TK.
Glad you're alive. Get back to work.
So anyway, TK writes. Added a sound clip if you don't feel like reading the mail. All right, do it, Blake.
Excellent. Actually, I listened to this before, and it's we're just talking about how he's sick or whatever.
Sub BDP.
Oh, my God, so quiet. I don't know how to make it louder. The slider's all the way at the right. It's already loudest. But could you hear it?
Yeah, I could hear it.
Okay, well, it'll just be quiet.
What's up, BDP? This is TK, aka Soul Art. Hey, I'm episode 52. You said you were going to call me for battle, and you didn't. What is this shit? I'm starting for battle.
Dude, he is dead. No, I'm going back. He's dead. Listen to this.
You hear that? That's what's happening when you don't feed the lion. Also, wait. Oh. I don't want to read that.
This voicemail is just him wheezing for like.
This is terrible. He's actually going to die, and we're going to feel really, really bad.
I don't want to read battle. Like, drawing shits of you dicks of fucking each other. Stop making me draw things for battle. Other than that, I'm gonna tell you what you will award people with when they win battle. Since Miller took my advice and installed the SMF forum, you now should have an inbuilt karma system. You can name it to whatever you want, like battle points or something.
Dicks.
And then when they win, you award them battle points or remove. You can have negative stats, so, you know, if they fail battle, they can have, like, unlimited negative stats.
See, I like that.
I think that's it. Remember, battle. See you next time.
See, I like that idea. Okay, so on one side, when you do things that are good, you're rewarded with dicks.
Yeah.
And then when you do something bad, I don't know, what is the opposite of dicks?
Books.
You've got to work off your books to get dicks. All right. I don't know who has to implement this. If it's Battle Cat, I don't. But make it happen.
All right. Our next email is from J.K. Ricci. Joe Ricci here, again spamming your feed. I'm not that little faggot, Kayshawn, who begged for battle 100 times, and when you finally called him, he bitched out. I'm the dude with a motorcycle and a lightsaber. I remember that from a previous battle. Now. Anyway, call me for battle again. We'll see if I have what it takes.
You know what happens a lot in battle? It's either people do... There's one of three things happen in battle. One, they just can't do it and totally fail. Another is that they succeed and it's amazing and everybody has a great time. Or you've got the middle, where it's like, I just don't get it. You tried, and I don't... Whatever right. You're trying to do, I didn't get. I think right. that's what happened with Joe Ricci.
Mm-hmm.
So we should have a name for that. It's not dicks or books. A third one.
No, you get like 10 books and 10 dicks, so it cancels each other out. You didn't go nowhere.
David, we'll skip that one, because it's just for... Oh, no, the end of it. Okay. You see that at the end there?
I see it. Yeah, I see it.
Do it, fag. All right, Calix. Well, screw y'all. I didn't do an MP3 of this, but I don't care. I'm on your shit list now. Hell, you're officially on my shit list if you bitch about it. Now, he's talking about, I guess, the length of his email. Now to the stake of the email. Bullet point number one. Acronym DICK, Direct Insertion Combat Karaoke.
I like this. I read this. It's cool.
It's an RTS rhythm game in which you play as Activision, trying to buy the rights to random games whose release dates happens to be near your own upcoming game, so you can smother them to death.
Mm-hmm.
Bullet point number two. I'm glad to see you're back on the horse, but your new shows are too short. I love the old hour and a half at least shows. Hell, many of your callbacks come from the fact that you didn't completely stay on the linear structure and often go off on tangents, like when Blake swore up and down that the original Gaiden was impossible. Dude, that game is impossible.
No. I watched a speed run in Ninja Gaiden the other day. That's what I do in the office sometimes, because, like, I'm kind of making a retro... Gaiki Gate's kind of a retro game, so I want to, like, ingest lots of retro games without actually playing them. So on my other monitor, I watch speed runs at work sometimes. I watch Ninja Gaiden 1 and 2. Dude, that game... While extremely hard, is possible. I've seen it done.
Yeah, okay. Somebody on the internet one time beat that game. All right, congratulations. on a more positive note, I loved all them pop choppers so far. And note to Will Miller, fellow intellectual, Mass Effect, in fact, does have game-changing, world-shattering decisions that often world sharing sense other than bang the awkward blue chick or bang the hot soldier chick.
Dude, no it doesn't. Are you kidding
me?
No,
it does.
There are only two tubes in that game. Blue chick and hot soldier chick. Those are the only two tubes in that game. All right.
In closing, look, I can't wait for Mass Effect 2.
It may not be.
I keep seeing new screenshots of it coming out and stuff. Mm-hmm. They just released some downloadable content for it this week, which seems strange because it's been like almost a year since they had any downloadable content. Mm-hmm. In closing, I guess they did just release it on what's it called? Where you can download the whole thing on Xbox Live. In closing, I now have an official countdown timer for myself. Fear and Loathing in Seattle will start in 7.
Uh-oh. I don't know what that means.
We haven't got any emails back. Who knows? All right. I guess we're done.
I guess that does it.
I know. We have no Fick.
It's an awful lonely show without Justin Fick.
I know. If you got any feedback for us, it's feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com or call the listener line at 845-BATTLE-9. You can donate to us at donate@bestdamnpodcastever. Dollar signs are always appreciated. What was it? Oh, yeah, what did we say last time about giving us money or telling somebody about it? Yeah, we got no money. Fuck you guys. Show's over. All right, thanks to Peachy, Pseudo Sushi, Zap, and everybody for continuing to listen. And, Zap is in here. Does he do anything? Does he still work for us?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Don't know. The power structure here is kind of weak. We don't really know what's going on. Somehow the show is magically on the internets after we record it.
Yeah, we just shout and then it comes online. No one really knows how it works. So if I'm obviously here at the Best Damn Podcast Ever, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm William Miller.
And we'll see you next time.